Today's daf is Tmura daf Yudalid. We are starting the second parak of Meseches Tmura. So it says the Mishnah, Yesh b'Karbanos Yachid Shein b'Karbanos HaTzibur. This Mishnah is going to list off the differences between a Karban Yachid and a Karban Tzibur. There are certain halachos that apply by a Karban Yachid that don't apply by a Karban Tzibur. V'yesh b'Karbanos HaTzibur Shein b'Karbanos HaYachid. And others that apply to a Karban Tzibur but do not apply to a Karban Yachid. So three in the direction of Karban Yachid that don't apply to a Karban Tzibur. Number one, Shein b'Karbanos HaYachid Osin Tmura. Carbon a yachid can make tamura, but a carbon seabor is not nitfas b'tamura. If you try to say zetachazeb, a carbon seabor, it accomplishes nothing. It's unable. It doesn't work at all by a carbon seabor. Only by a carbon yachid. In the chidushi Rabbi Yalei Malin in Simon Nun Gimel, he asks that previously we learned that a carbon shutfin is not osa tamura either. Now a carbon shutfin is a carbon yachid. So it turns out that when the Mishnah says that one of the fundamental differences between a carbon yachid and a carbon seabor is that a carbon seabor is not osa tamura, a carbon yachid is osa tamura, that's not entirely true, because there is a type of carbon yachid that is not osa tamura, and that is a carbon shutfim. So he suggests that maybe the din that a carbon shutfim is not osa tamura is different than the din that a carbon seabor is not osa tamura. He's mechalik between them in the following way. The fact that a carbon shutfim is not osa tamura is because the Torah is special miyut that shutfim are unable to be matvis b'tmura, but certainly the ikur carbon, a din in the cheftza shel carbon, is shayich to the parsha of tmura, as opposed to a carbon sibur. The ikur cheftza shel carbon is not shayich to the parsha of tmura; it's completely excluded from the parsha of tmura. By a carbon shutfin, it's a din in the bailim. It's because there are multiple bailim, so it's not nitfas b'tmura. But the carbon itself is perfectly fine. If one of them buys out the others, then it's totally fine. There's nothing wrong with the carbon itself being nitfas b'tmura, it's simply a din in the bailim. But anyway, that is difference number one. Difference number two, karbanos hayachid nohagos ben bizcharim ben benekevos, karbanos hatzibur eino agin el bizcharim. Karbanos hayachid are always, could be male or female animals. Karbanos hatzibur can only be male animals. Why? So Rashi explains, duruban olas. First of all, most karbanos hatzibur are karban ola, and an ola always has to be a zachar. Va'ola zachar hu. Vein tzibur mivin shlamim, and all the tzibur brings, other than a carbon olah, is the only time tzibur will bring carbon shlamim is kivsei atzeres, and the kivsei atzeres have to be zacharim, and chatos alehen seirim, and the chatos at tzibur are seirim, kiduksiv bekulu v'sir chatos echad, as the pasuk says by each of them. So the only chances for a tzibur to bring karbanos, they all happen to be they all happen to be zacharim. So whether that's a coincidence or not, or there's something fundamental about the tzibur and zacharim, whatever it is, it happens to work out that all the karbanos at tzibur are zacharim. Number three, third difference: karbanos hayachid chayavim b'achriyusan uba achrayus nischehem, v'karbanos hatzibur ein chayav b'achriyusan v'lo b'achrayus nischehem. The karbanos hayachid you're chayav in their achrayus and the achrayus of their nisachim, whereas karbanos hatzibur you have no chayav. You have no chiyuv to worry about their achrayus or the achrayus of the nesachim. Aval chayavim achrayus neschein mishu karav hazevach. But once you already shechted the animal, then you are chayiv in the achrayus of the nesachim. So if you look at Rashi, what does this mean? Chayavim b'achriyusan kolomar yeshman me'osan shekavulan zman shafilu over zmanim chayavim lahakrivan. That there are some karbanos that even though they have a zman kavua that you're supposed to bring them, and that zman has passed, nevertheless, you're still going to be chayiv to be makar of them. Kigon, as an example, olas yoledes v'karban mitzora im avar shmini shelo yachla akriva la'achar zman. The yoledes and the mitzora that have a karban that's supposed to be brought on a specific day, if that day passes, you still bring the karban after that zman. Aval karban sibur sheish lan zman, but a karban sibur that has a zman kavua, that there's a specific day you're supposed to bring it, im avar zmanam batal karbanam. So we have a famous expression, the Gemara says, im avar zmanam batal karbanam, once the zman is already passed, so the karban is going to be batal. There's no longer any need to bring their karban. Once it's karav hazevach, once you actually do bring the karban and you didn't bring the nesachim with it, so then you do have to bring the nesachim. Even mikan v'adasari yamim, you have to bring the nesachim even after some time is up. That's what the Mishnah says, that yuchayim b'achrayis nischehen misha karav hazevach. Once the zevach is actually actually brought. So Tos Yantif writes that Rashi means to say that there are some Karbanos Yachid that you're Chayiv Ba'achrayus, but certainly there are other Karbanos Yachid that you're not Chayiv Ba'achrayus. Rashi is just trying to say that when the Mishnah says that by Karban Tzibur you're not Chayiv in the Achrayus, by Karban Yachid you are, it means by Karban Yachid you might be, that there are some Karbanos Yachid that you're Chayiv Ba'achrayusam, there are others that you're not Chayiv Ba'achrayusam, like Par Yom HaKippurim, Chavite Kohen Gadol, these are Karbanos HaYachid, and nevertheless, you're not Chayiv Ba'achrayusam, once the Zman is passed, of Zmanam, Batal Karbano. And that's why in the Sefer of the Mishnah, Reb Meir doesn't ask on the Tanakama regarding this din, because over here, the whole klal, the entire rule that the Tanakama sets forth, is that Karbanos Tzibur are not Chayiv Ba'achrayusam B'shum Ofen, but Karbanos HaYachid could go in either direction, could go in one direction or the other. Brisker Rav just points out from this Rashi, from our Rashi, it's Muchach, that there's a mitzvah to be makrif Karbanos Mitzorah and Yoledes Bizmanam B'yom HaShmini, meaning those Karbanos that a Mitzorah brings and that a Yoledes brings, I would have thought, no, the Torah tells me that the first time you could bring it is B'yom HaShmini, but then bring it from there on. Rashi seems to assume, no, there's a mitzvah to bring it at the earliest possible time, that's the Iker Zman to bring it. It's just that, if you don't bring it, it's still mutter to be makrif. It's like very similar to the Chakira in regards to the Zman Havdalah, right? We're allowed to make Havdalah through Tuesday. So what does that mean? Does that mean the Ikr Machlokes Rishonim, that the Ikr Zman Havdalah extends from Motzai Shabbos through Tuesday, or no? The Ikr Zman Havdalah is Motzai Shabbos. It's just that it's Tashlumin from there on. Nafgamina would be if a person was Pater during the Ikr Zman, if you were an Anus during the Ikr Zman. If we view the rest of the time as just like a Tashlumin for the Ikr Zman, so you're Pater at the Ikr Zman, there's no reason to make a Tashlumin. But if you view it as one elongated Zman, so if a person was Patel, let's say from Avdallah on Motzai Shabbos, they were in Onain, so the Rush discusses this in Third Parak Mord Katan when he discusses Hilchas Avelus and Aninus, so it would turn out that you would have to make Avdallah after the Kvura when you're no longer in Onain, because it's still the Zman. So maybe say something similar over here, that if you were to assume that the Iker Zman, like Rashi seems to assume, is Mamish that day, it's on the 8th day, so then if you were for whatever reason Patel on the 8th day, maybe you wouldn't be Chayiv later on. But if you were to assume, like we probably would have assumed had we not seen this Rashi, that the Zman just begins on the 8th day, but it continues afterwards, so then the fact that you were on us on the 8th day doesn't matter. You're still going to be Chayiv afterwards, because you're still within the Iker Zman. Okay, those are all of the three differences that Karbanos HaYachid have and Karbanos HaTzibur do not have. Now, the flip side, Yesh b'Karbanos HaTzibur v'Shein b'Karbanos HaYachid. There are certain things Karbanos HaTzibur have that Karbanos HaYachid don't have. Sure, Karbanos HaTzibur dochen es HaShabbos ve'es HaTumah. Karbanos HaTzibur could be brought in Shabbos and they're doch HaTumah. They could even be brought b'Tumah. V'Karbanos HaYachid einen dochen los HaShabbos los HaTumah. But Karban HaYachid is not going to be doch HaShabbos or Tumah. So I'm Rabbi Meir. So Meir asks, wait a second, are these rules true, that these are chilukim between a Karban Yachid and a Karban Tzibur? V'alo chavite kohen gadol parshalim ha-kippurim, Karbanos HaYachid hein, v'dochen es Shabbos v'satum. I can think of two good examples of Karbanos HaYachid that could be brought in Shabbos, could be brought b'tumah, the chavite kohen gadol and the parshalim ha-kippurim. So says Rabbi Meir, the chiluk is not like you said, it's not a chiluk between Karbanos HaYachid and Karbanos Tzibur, rather, how do we determine if something is doch HaShabbos and whether it's doch hatumah, el shezmanu kavua. It all depends whether it has a zman kavua. Anything that has a zman kavua, whether it be a carbon tzibur or a carbon yachid, is going to be doch haShabbos, doch hatumah. Like chavite kohen gadol, parshal yom kippurim, have their specific zman kavua. But anything that doesn't have a zman kavua, that could be brought technically, theoretically, at any time, so that would not be doch haShabbos, and would not be doch hatumah. The Brisker Rav points out that there is a Gemara in Maseches Yuman of Zainam and Aleph and Tosus over there that's clear that there is that according to the Shita that Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, it's only by Karbanos Tzibur that it's Hutra, but Karbanos Yachid are not Begedur Hutra, they're only Dechuya B'Tzibur. So he says, so if that's the case, then what's the big Kasha Rav Meir is asking in Tanakama? There is a fundamental difference between Karbanos Tzibur and Karbanos Yachid. That Karbanos Tzibur, yeah, they're both Doch in the sense that they could both could be brought bituma, But there's a big difference. The Kabban Tzibur is Hutra Bituma. Maybe the Chavite Kohen Gadol Parshal Yom HaKippurim, yes, it could be brought Bituma, but it's only Dechuya Bituma. I don't think the Brisker Rav answers that Kasha, but that's the Kasha that he asks. So the Iker Chilik over here is whether Zman Kavua or not Zman Kavua. As Rashi explains, Ein Atam Tali El Bikvius Zman Osan Shazman Kavua Shemavar Zman Ein Lem Tashlumin Dochin Shabbos Bituma Filu Diachid. Anything that if the Zman were to pass, there would be no Tashlumin, could be docha Shabbos and Tuma, even if it's Karban Yachid, and anything that doesn't have Zman Kavua is not docha Shabbos and Tuma, even a Karban Tzibur, like a Parah and Davar Shel Tzibur, and Si'irei Avodas Kochavim, which do not have a Zman Kavua, even though they're a Karban Tzibur, they cannot be docha Shabbos, they cannot be docha Tuma. The Rambam in the fourth parak of Hilchos Bias Migdash, Halacha Tes and Yod, writes that any Karban that's not Kavua lo Zman is not docha Shabbos and Tuma. Any Karban that is Kavua lo Zman, whether it be a Karban Tzibur, whether it be Karban Yachid, is Docha Shabbos, Docha Tumah. And then the Rambam is Mesayim, that Kol Karbonos HaTzibur Kavua Zmanim, that by definition, every Karban Tzibur is Kavua Zman. And that's why every Karban Tzibur is Docha Shabbos and Docha Tumah. Now notice what Rashi said. Rashi said that a Karban Tzibur, even those that are not kavua lahem zman are going to be are not going to be docha Shabbos and docha Tumah. I'm sorry, right? Anything that doesn't have zman kavua, like even if it happens to be a carbon tzibur, so the Rashi allows for the possibility of a carbon tzibur that's not kavua lahem zman. So the Kesef Mishnah asks on the Rambam, what does the Rambam do with this Yiri Avodah Zarah Parhal and Davar Shel Tzibur? They are in fact Karbanos Tzibur that are not Kavua Lahem Zman. So Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam must mean that all Karbanos Tzibur that are Kavua are Nechshav Kavua Lahem Zman. Unclear what that means. What do you mean? If it's Kavua, yeah, it's Kavua Lahem Zman. So we're saying these are for some reason not included in the Rambam's general statement. So Minchas Chinuch, and the Ar Samech, the Minchas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Kuf Chaf, Oz Tez Zayin, and the Ar Samech, on that Rambam, retariates that the Rambam holds these Karbanos have a din of Karbanos HaYachid. It must be, because he says every Karban Tzibur is Kavul Emzman. We know that these are not Kavul Emzman. It must be, he holds that they have a din of a Karban Yachid. And that makes sense, because the Rambam in Hilchos Shkalim, Perek Dalet, holds that these Karbanos are not bought from the Trumas HaLishcha, and if they're not bought from the money of the Trumas HaLishcha, of the Machsa Shekel money that would be brought to the special Lishcha where they would collect the Machsa Shekel money every year, then it must not be a Karban Tzibur. So Melet, it's very easy to say that according to the Rambam it's not a Karban Tzibur. The Chasdei David suggests that the Rambam paskins, based on the Rambam Maisa Karbanos Parak Alef Halacha Hey, that the entire Tzibur doesn't bring a Karban Echad by these Karbanos. It's not that the entire Klal Yisrael is Yotzi with one Karban. Each Shevet brings a Karban, and therefore it has a din of Karban Yachid. It could be that when a Shevet brings a Karban, it's not a din of a Karban Tzibur, it's a din of a Karban Ashutvin, which is a Karban Yachid, not a Karban Tzibur. So maybe that's why the Rambam holds that this has a din of a Karban Yachid, doesn't have a din of a Karban Tzibur. Says the Gemara now, Karban Yachid also Tamura. So we said that the Karban Yachid can make a Tamura. So Frakta Gemara, Uklalahu, is that really true that anything that is a Karban Yachid can automatically make a Tamura? Is that a rule that's so very ofos Karban Yachid Venos and Tamura? I can think of an example of Karbanos Yachid that cannot make a Tamura. An oaf, we just learned before that an oaf cannot make a Tamura. So we know that an oaf is a Karban Yachid very often. So Kikatani Bibehema all the time. So Kikatani Bibehema Katani. So when are we talking about now? The Mishnah is talking in the world of Behemos, every Karban Yachid can be also Tamura. So frankly, Mar still Vare Vlad the Karban Yachid Venos and Tamura, the Vlad of Kachim is a Karban Yachid. Vlados Kachim can't make Tamura. So Hamani Rabbi Yehuda Yidamara Vlados Tamura. We're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda that a Vlad Kachim can make Tamura. Okay, but still very Tamura Atzma, the Karban Yachid Yivain Tamura Osa Tamura. If you have an animal that itself is Tamura, so it's a Karban Yachid, but we learned that ain't Tamura Osa Tamura, so it's unable to make Tamura. So Kikatani Biker Zivcha Katani. Now the whole discussion is limited to things that are the Iker Karban. The Tamura is already a replacement. And once we say that the whole discussion is limited to things that are the Ikar Karban that originally were the ones that had the Kedusha originally chal on it, we could even be assuming like the Rabbanon that Vlados Kachim cannot make Tmura, but a Vlad is not the Ikar Zivcha, and therefore it's not going to be included in the discussion. Karbanos HaYachid Nohagos, Bein B'Zucharim, Bein B'Nekevos. We had said that Karbanos HaYachid are Noeg, both on male animals and female animals. So, Klaluhu, is that really true? That any Karban Yachid, you have your choice to bring as male or female? Vare Ola to Karban Yachid, V'Zachar Asi Nekeva Lo Asya. Karban Ola is always male. And yet, there are certain Olos that are Karbanos Yachid, and we see that it's only male. How can you say that you have a choice? Now, within every category of Karban Yachid, there are some that are Zacharim and some Nekevos. So Ola Sa'of can be in Nekeva. So within the world of Ola, there is something that could be in Nekeva. The Tanya, Thomas V'Zachrus Behema, Vein Thomas V'Zachrus, Ba'ofos, we said that there's Thomas V'Zachrus by Behema. There's no din of Tam, there's no din of a Balmum, that a Balmum is possible, nor is there a din that anything that's not a Zachar is possible by an Oaf. So an Oaf can be brought as a Nekeva. We just said a couple of lines ago that the whole discussion in the Mishnah is only by behemos, it's not by ophos. So how could we make a rule that includes ophos? So I didn't have a chat, I didn't see anyone that discusses this, but I don't know, something to think about. I don't know what the answer is. Okay, so says the Gemara of Vayter now. So says the Gemara Vayter, Vare Chatos, what about a Karban Chatos? The Karban Yachid, Hiyu Nekeva Asya Zachar Lo Asya. Karban Chatos is a Karban Yachid, and it can only be brought Nekeva. I thought every category of Karban Yachid has to have the ability to either be a Nekeva or a Zachar. So you can see Nasi, Demaisi Zachar. Sir Nasi is a Chatos, and that's a Zachar. Vayika Asham Yachid, Zachar Asi Nekeva Lo Asi. An Asham of a Yachid is a Zachar. Pasuk says Kevis O Ail, and not a Kivsa, so it's got to be a Zachar. So you see, in the world of Asham and a Karban Yachid, it can only be a Zachar. Ki Karban Rabban and Karban Deshavi Bein B'Yachid Bein B'Tzibur. No, we're only discussing Karbanos that apply to a Tzibur as well. Asham B'Yachid Isay B'Tzibur Leisay. There's no such thing as an Asham of the Tzibur, so there's no basis for comparison. The whole mission is a comparative study between Tzibur and Yachid. So Asham is not included. V'Yibay Yisayma Mikatani Kol Karbanos Yesh B'Karbanos Katani. It never says that every Karban has the ability to be either male or female, that every category of Karban could be theoretically either male or female. It just says that in Karbanos Yachid, in the general world of Karbanos Yachid, you'll find some are male and some are female. Umay Nihu, Shlamim, and what is that one category in the general world of Karbanos Yachid that have some male, some female? Karban Shlamim. V'ibay Nekeva Maisi, V'ibay Zachar Maisi, because if you want, you can bring Karban Shlamim from male animals or from female animals, whatever you prefer to bring the Karban Shlamim from is perfectly fine. Karbanos Yachid Chayav Bachriyusan. Then we said that a Karban Yachid, even after the Iker Zman is over, you still bring the Karban as opposed to a Karban Sibur. So, frankly, Gemara Minan immediately, where do we get this from? Zetan Rabbanan Dvar Yom Biyomo Melami Chekala Yom Kasher LeMusafin. We learn from there that the entire day is kasher for Musafin. Dvar Yom Biyomo is said about the Musaf of the Moadim of the Yom Tovim. So Dvar Yom Biyomo teaches me that you just Rashi says it's all kasher l'musafin as long as ubavad sheyiktu musafin l'tamid shalbein arba'im. Damar aleh hashleim kol kabbalas kulan. Because by the tamid shalbein arba'im we have a drasha both in where Rashi quotes from Maseches Yuma Daf Lam Gimel, as well as in Maseches Pesachim, in the first daf of the fifth parak of Pesachim, that the last carbon brought every day is supposed to be the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. That's called the Aseda Hashlama. That there's a din of Hashlama that you have to be mashlim with that carbon. The Rashi in Menachos on Daf Mem Vavim Beis also writes the same thing, that Karbanos Tzibur, that there's man is up until the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. However, Tosfos over there in Dibur Maskel Tzuras, in Menachos over there, and in Meseches Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Dibur Maskel V'Neskalkalu, write that you're allowed to bring Karbanos Tzibur after the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. Because the assay of bringing the Karban is an assay Shel Rabim, and that's Docha the assay Da'ashlama. So an assay Shel Rabim is Docha the assay Da'ashlama. What do you mean? The assay Da'ashlama is not an assay Shel Rabim. It's a din in the Karbanos that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Isn't that also an assay Shel Rabim? So Sfasemis Rashan explains that the assay Shel Da'ashlama is not Shaykh to the entire Tzibur. Only the one who's being Makriv is Muzhar not to be Makriv La'achar Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. That if I'm I'm the one doing the akrava, doing the avoda, I should know that if Tamei Shel Bnei Arba'im is brought, I'm not allowed to be makriv. But mitzad the tzibur, it's not a din on the tzibur. Mitzad the tzibur, there's no aseid hashlama. Mitzad the tzibur, though, a carbon tzibur does have a din. The whole tzibur is being yotzei with the carbon tzibur, so it's a fulfillment for the entire tzibur. So that's what also suggests the aseid rabim would beat out the aseid hashlama because the aseid hashlama is only an asei de yachid. So far we haven't really seen how we know that you're chayv b'achri yuson. We just see that kol yom is kasher. Biyomo, back in the Gemara, melamit shemav yom lo ivion eino chayv b'achri yuson, teaches us by the kabanos tzibur of the musafin, if the day passes by and you didn't bring it yet, you're not chayv b'achri yuson, which is what we said in the Mishnah by kabanos tzibur, you're not chayv b'achri yuson. I might think that even if you already brought the carbon, you're not even chayv in the achrayus of the nesachim. That's why it says minchasam v'niskehem both belayla and lemachar. If you brought the carbon in the right zman, then even mikan v'adasari yamim, you're still going to have to bring the nesachim. Rishlag shamer mehacham levad shabsos Hashem. Pasuk said Mvad Shabsos Hashem, and that's how we learn that as Rashi said Mvad Shabsos Hashem, the Hachik Siv Zevach Nusachim Dvar Yom B'Yomo Mvad Shabsos Hashem Umishim Dashin and Smuchim Dvar Yom B'Yomo Hakrev Nusachim Mvad Osan Shal Shabbosos Dim Yom Tovachar Shabbosu Hakrev Nusachim Im Karbonosav Vakrev Nusachim Sheshachachta Etmol Velo Ekrafta. That if Yom Tov comes after Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the Nusachim on Yantif for the Karbonos of Shabbos. That you see, once you bring the carbon, once you brought the Zevach already, so you become Chayiv in the Achrayis of the Nesachim going forward, even days later. Utsricha, why do I need two Pesukim teach me the same thing? I would think it's only a din by day, because it says Var Yom B'Yomo, and right next to that it says Mavad Shabsos Hashem. So I would think Nischei Shabbos, you could bring on Yantif only during the daytime, but not at nighttime. Amar Kra Umin Chasa Miniskehem. That's why I needed the other pasuk of Minchasim Niskehem. Because Rachman of Minchasim Niskehem, Lokas Mvat Shabsos Hashem, Havamina Balayli in Biyamamalo. I would have thought the other way, that it could only be brought at nighttime, not during the daytime. Umayshna, why would I think that it could be brought at nighttime, not the daytime? What's the Havamina? Meaning we explain there's a Havamina thing, daytime, not nighttime, because it says Yom Biyomo. So I would think daytime. Why would I think only nighttime? Mishum to Bekachim Laila Holechachar Yom. Because the rule in Kachim in general is that it's Laila Holechachar Yom. So I would say, yeah, if I forgot it on Shabbos, I could bring Motzai Shabbos, because that's still the same day halachically in the Beis Hamikdash. By Kachim, the Laila Solech Achar Yom. So Tzrichi, that's why I need both Pesukim. So again, Rashi says that we learn from this pasuk, the Nischei Shabbos, from Levad Shabbos Hashem, that Nischei Shabbos that you forgot to bring on Shabbos could be brought on Yantif, and it's Mucha from there that Nesachim are Ba'im even the Achrazman. That once you brought the Yikar Karban, you bring the Nesachim the Achrazman. There is a comment of the Mishnah Lamelech that raised some controversy. The Mishnah Lamelech, Perak Aleph Halacha Ches of Hilchos Chagiga, writes that from Rashi you see that all Nischei Karban Tzibur that were not brought in their proper Zman could even be brought on Yantif. And he says, and that would be true even if it was a weekday carbon. It doesn't have to be a carbon of Shabbos that is that Yantif falls out the day after Shabbos and you bring the Nesachim. Even if it was a weekday carbon and you didn't bring the Nesachim, it doesn't have a din of Nedarim or Nedavos that are not Docha Yantif. You'd be allowed to bring it even on Yantif. So Minchas Chinuch just strongly questions that in Mitzvah Reich Sadites Os Ches. He says that even that which Rashi said in this Shabbos a craving b'yomtiv is quite a big chiddush. Kastam nedarim and davos and not karav and yomtiv at all, particularly in Ola, which is kula kalil and therefore has no benefit for a human being. So mehechi tesi that you're going to be matir to bring nesachim. It's something that we don't find anywhere. So even if you're going to say that Rashi somehow learns this to be true, that you can bring the nesachim of a carbon of Shabbos on yomtiv, but to then stretch it and say that the same thing applies to mincha to a carbon of chol, that's very, very difficult. Minchas Chinuch strongly questions this Mishnah Lamelech. Minchas Chinuch says that Libi Amarli, he says, that Rashi doesn't mean at all what the Mishnah Lamelech thinks he means. Rashi doesn't even mean that Nischei Shabbos could be brought on Yantif. All he means is that Nischei Shabbos can be brought on Cholamoed. And he tries to prove at length that that's all Rashi means, that he's talking about Cholamoed, he's not talking about Yantif. Our Sameach also says that there's no raya from Rashi that Nischei Chol could be Karav on Yantif. All Rashi talks about is Nischei Shabbos being Karav on Yantif. And the other, just Ha'ara, that the Minchas Chinuch and the Ar Sameach both make, is that this whole discussion is about Nesachim of multiple parts. Sometimes Nesachim is just wine, and sometimes Nesachim is wine and flour that's burnt on the Mizbeach. The whole discussion about flour being burnt. Wine, there's no problem with. There's no Isser of Yantif to do anything with the wine. You're just pouring a little bit of wine. So that, everyone agrees, is going to be Mutter, to be Menasech Yayin, even though maybe it's an Isser Mukta, but Mukta for sure, that we could sacrifice on Yantif for the Tzorche HaKarbon. Okay, weiter in the Gemara now. So unasachem mikarvi b'layla, is it true that you could bring the sachem at night? Vatna, and then the el dvarm shadak and the karvi b'layla goni varmu b'darim mishemakriv mibah shemesh unasachem v'alchem kol layla kulo. I would only know about a varmu b'darim that you bring before nighttime, and then it burns all night long. Dvarm shadak and the karvi yom gonna come etzal vano minchas nasachem shemalun mibah shemesh mivah shemesh salkadaituch that you bring mivah shemesh. So what do you mean? You bring mivah shemesh salkadaituch from dvarm shadak and the karvi yom ninu mivah shemesh. Means after it gets dark. So how can you say that these things are brought mivah shemesh? You just said that these are things that it's derech to bring biyom. Ela im b'ha shemesh means im b'ha shemesh when it's still daytime. Shemesachim v'holchim kol laila minayin. How do I know that these things are mesachim v'holich all night long? Tamal lomer zos toras ha'ola riba. But katani miha nesachim biyom. Bottom line is when we were giving the list of things that are brought during the day, it says nesachim. So how can you say nesachim is brought at night? It's beferish that it's only brought during the day. There are two different elements. There's the being mekadesh the nesachim that could be done at night. If you put it in klisharis at night, it's kodesh, and it's no longer going to ever have the ability to be chulin. But you're not actually makravid until the yom. Amalei Rava, imikdash kachi kruvi mikravi. Rava says no. If you could be makdash at night, you could be makravid at night. The two go hand in hand. Vatanya zaklal kolakar biyom and kodesh al biyom kolakar b'layla kodesh b'layla, that they go hand in hand. Whatever you could be bring at night, you could be makdash at night. Whatever you could bring at day, you're makdash during the day. Bein biyom bein b'layla kodesh bein biyom bein b'layla. Whatever you could be makrav either day or night, you could be makdash either day or night. So we're still stuck with this kasha. Why do we put nesachim in the daytime category if we're trying to suggest that nesachim could even be brought at night? Elam Rav Yosef sami minchas nesachim mehamas nisa. You have to remove minchas nesachim from the list. It doesn't belong there. Don't list it as something that's darkly karev biyom. It is not darkly karev. Yom. So Kisalik Rav Dimi Ashka the Rabbi Yirmiya the Yosef Akar Mishmei Rabbi Shuban Levi. So when Rav Dimi went, he found Rabbi Yirmiya sitting and saying this over the name of Shuban Levi Minayin Nesachim Abam Mazevach Shein Kriven El Bayom. How do I know that Nesachim that go along with the carbon are only brought during the daytime? Tamalomar Uliniskechem Ulishal Mechem. That the Torah is Makish Nesachim to Shlomim. Mashlomim Bayom Af Nesachim Bayom. Just like Shlomim is a daytime thing, Nesachim is also a daytime thing. So Amar, he said, if I had the ability to find the materials, I would write a letter right now. If I would find someone who could write for me and would send a letter for me, then I would, if I had a scribe here, I would write a letter right now to discuss this, and I would send something to Rav Yosef in Bavel. Shalchi le Rav Yosef, I would send to Rav Yosef the following: v'lo tismi minchas nesachim mimasnisin, that you shouldn't remove minchas nesachim from the Braisa, because there's a way to answer it, why it belongs. V'lo kasha, kan b'nesachim aban imazevach, kan b'nesachim aban b'fnei atzman. Based on this limud I just heard over, it answers that kasha. Instead of erasing lines from Tanaic literature, we have an easy answer. There's a difference between the nesachim that are brought together with the zevach and the nesachim that are brought b'fnei atzman. When we say nesachim together with other things that were together with the zevach, that's dark on the karev b'yom. Nesachim b'fnei atzman, which are not kadosh through shchitas zevach, that you could bring belayla. They have no connection to any zevach that you could bring belayla. So says the Gemara as a total aside, but this is the primary sugya in Shas for dvarim shebichsav yeta rashi lomim balpeh, dvarim shebalpeh yeta rashi lekosvan, the iser to write Torah she balpeh and the iser to say by heart Torah shebichsav. Total aside, v'havlei yigarta mi'efshel l'mishlecha. What if he would have had a scribe and a parchment and ink to write? Would he be able to write such a thing in a letter? V'am Rabbi Abba b'Rei d'Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan kosei halachos kisorev haTorah. When you write down Torah Shebal Peh, it's like burning the Torah. V'alam me'anein notal schar. And if you learn from them, you don't get any schar. Makes it sound like it's a double issur. It's an issur on the person who writes it, as well as an issur on the person who learns from it. Darsh Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmani mitzvah gemara in the Reish Lakish. So he darshins these halachos about writing Dvarim Shebal Peh and reading Dvarim Shebuksav from the following psukim. On the one hand, we have a pasuk that says, write down these words. That everything's that it's supposed to be alpi, alpe. It's to tell you that everything has a category. Torah Shebuksav is meant to be Bichsav and only Bichsav. Torah Shebalpeh is meant to be Balpeh and only Balpeh. The Tanu de Rabbi Shmuel, Ksav l'chas advar me'ela, Eila atakosev, avalein atakosev halachos. That you can write these things, you can't write halachos. Meaning that's what we darshin as hadvarim ha'eila. That dvarim shebuchsav can be written, halachos cannot be written. Torah shebalpeh cannot be written. Bottom line, it's one big question. How can he have written a letter? We're saying he said he would have written a letter. What do you mean write a letter? You're not allowed to write Torah shebalpeh in a letter. So says my army, dilma milsechad etashayni. Maybe if you come up with a chiddush and to be metarit something new that you wouldn't have otherwise known, maybe that's different. To be mechadish something, you're allowed to do it. Because Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish used to read the Sifrei Da'agadita so that they wouldn't forget on Shabbos. So apparently, when you're trying to avoid forgetfulness, it's okay. And they darsh in the pasuk, "Eislas Hashem Eferu Sarasecha." Amri Mutav Te'akar Torah V'Altishtakach Torah Mi'Israel. Better to uproot the Torah, meaning to violate this particular din in the Torah of writing down Torah Shebal Peh, rather than having Torah be forgotten from Klal Yisrael, because that was the choice, given the options, better to violate one halach in the Torah than to lose the entire Torah. I think some Sofer writes in a tshuva somewhere that because we should always be cognizant of the fact that whenever we're writing Torah Shebal Peh, it's only because of Eislas Hashem Eferu Sarasecha. It's because we might forget, and it's therefore necessary to write it down. So he says, Stam, a guy's writing a Sefer because he wants a shidduch, or he's writing a Sefer because he wants his name out there, but it's not actually contributing anything to the world of Jewish literature, meaning the same Sefer has been written in five different forms already by five other people, so then probably it's usher for him to write the Sefer. You no longer have the heter of Eis Lassos. Now, one could have argued otherwise. One could have argued, no, it was that they were matir, the takana was, you no longer have to worry about Torah Shebal Peh, Yata Rashai Lekosvam, because once we have people thinking about it and worrying about it, then by definition, it's going to minimize the amount of Torah that's put out there, and people who do have what to contribute aren't going to contribute, and that Torah is going to be lost. But Chassam Sofer understands it as very technical, that each person who writes down Torah Shebal Peh has some sort of, must be making some sort of contribution. Also, an important Tosus on the top over here. Dvarim Shebuksav Yata Rashi Lomim Bal Peh, Vim Tomer Vehechi Kamrin Mizmorim Al Peh. How can we say Mizmorim of Tehillim by heart? V'yishomer Dein Lahakbid Rak Mashakosu B'chumish. Maybe you only have to be Makbid about what it says in the Chumash, not what it says in Nach. However, it says, I'm still not satisfied. Amnon Kasha, Heichi Karinan, Vayosha V'Kriyashma. There are plenty of Pesukim in Chumash that we read in Davening every morning. We say Az Yashir, we say Kriyashma. So how about that? Those are Pesukim in Chumash, and we say that by heart. Phenomenal chiddush that you only have to be makbid when it's kriyas haTorah, something that you're being motzi other people der chiyuv. But if you're not being motzi anybody else der chiyuv, then this whole halacha doesn't apply. That is not the pashtus. Certainly doesn't sound that way from the Gemara that it's only when you're going to be motzi other people der chiyuv. And the Tshuvas Chavos Yair says where do you see that in the pasuk? Ksov lecha pasuk says where do you see a chiluk between being omer liatzmo or being motzi acher midechavasim. In the Yireim he writes that the be'emes the psukim are only in asmachta. The whole isur must only be nisid rabbanon, and that's why Tosfos says room to play with it, meaning it doesn't have to fit into the psukim. It's only in isur mid rabbanon. The whole pasuk is only in asmachta. In the tshuvas ksav sofer or chaim simen nun ches, he says that behechruch Tosfos and the tour who are mechalik between someone being motzi asatzmo and someone being motzi acherim, or between something that's shogur b'fi kol versus something that's not shogur b'fi kol, that's the Torah schiluk, something that's fluent in your mouth and that's just easy to say and that everyone knows by heart. So where do you have such a chiluk? It must be that they don't hold like the Ritva and the Ran. Ramban, who say that the reason for the Yisr is what's the reason for the Yisr? The Ritva and the Ran say the reason for the Yisr is that if you say it Bal Peh, you're going to miss out on all the Chaseros V'Yaseros and all the technical drushos that are learned out from the way things are spelled, as opposed to the way things are said. Now, according to that Shita, there shouldn't be any difference how you're saying it, whether it's Mimotzi Acherim or whether it's Shagur Bepeh. You're still going to be missing out on all the Diyukim, all the Chaseros V'Yaseros. There are other explanations as to why it is that you're not allowed to say Torah Shebichsav Balpeh. The Uraim writes that they made such a gezeira because they said that you're going to be miyaish milakosvo, that people are going to stop writing it, and then if people stop writing it, the Amaratzim are going to think everything was just made up by the rabbis and that there's nothing concrete, because something written down is more trustworthy for whatever reason. You could have people publish a book, it could be full of garbage, but if they publish a book, so it's got to be true. People give it a little more credence, so the Amaratzim are going to give it a little more credence if it's written down. If it's just said bal peh, they're not going to pay any attention to it. In the Kobe and the Abu Dram, they say that people are going to say that these words are missing from the Sefer Torah. They're going to think that they don't belong in the Sefer Torah at all. So there is major discussion on this topic of Dvar Moshe Ksav Yatar Shalom Al Peh. And Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, if I'm not mistaken, he says the Shagur B'Pivvart. He says anything that you say, not just Shagur B'Piv, anything that you say as part of Tefillah or as part of some other mitzvah, like Kriyashma, you're not doing it to read Torah, you're doing it for the mitzvah of Kriyashma. When you say Karbanos each morning, says Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not just reading Torah, it's part of mitzvah bringing karbanos, neshalom l'parm svasenu, and therefore you're allowed to say it bal peh, even though normally midar raisi you're not allowed to say it bal peh. Rav Shach Tzvi Matai from that Rabbeinu Yonah, that it sounds like according to Rabbeinu Yonah, saying karbanos each day is a kim dar raisa of karbanos. So it's not just stam an idea that it's karbanos, because over here we're sacrificing a din dar raisa in order to say the karbanos, because we're saying there's another kiyum by the karbanos. So there's a kiyum of actually bringing the Karbanos when you say the Karbanos. Okay, there's a lot more to do on Dvarim Shebal Peh Yatarashe Lomrim Yatarashe Lekosvim and Dvarim Shebuksav Yatarashe Lomrim Bal Peh, but there are time constraints. Okay. Excuse me. Amarav Papa Hashadam Nesachan Aban B'fnei Atzman Craven Afilu B'layla. Now that we say that Nesachim that are brought on their own could even be brought at night time, we said that was the Chiluk. And Nesachim that are brought together with a Zevach can only be brought during the day. Nesachim that are brought on their own can even be brought B'layla. Nizdam Nesachim B'layla Makdishim B'layla Makriven. So if you come across Nesachim at night time, you could be Makdish and Makriv them at night. So I'm Rav Yosef, Brei Rav Shem, and Rav Papa, Tani Dim Sayelach. You have a Brisa that supports you on that point. Zaklal kolakar biyom in kadosh al biyom kolakar b'layla kadosh b'layla. So you see that it says beferish that whatever could be karav b'layla, it could be makdish b'layla and karav b'layla. Amar Rav Adbarava v'alos hashachar poselos ben kevarin, and therefore alos hashachar is going to passel them just like the evarim. That once it becomes morning time, so then it's already past the zman. Period. Kias Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochum Mishum Rav Shimon Yad Sadok Eile tasu laHashem b'moadechem Elu chovos habaos chova beregel. This is a reference to those that are brought as a chova on the regel. The olas ri'ia, chagiga, musafin, the chovos hayom of a yontif. Levad mi nidrechem v'nidvosechem. We're going to darshan each word in this pasuk. Pasuk says elu tasul Hashem adechem, and then it says levad mi nidrechem v'nidvosechem l'lasechem l'nchosechem l'neskehem l'neskehem l'shalmechem. So each word is going to teach us something new. So aside from these other kabbanos that are brought. You bring the karbanos of yontif. So what are these other karbanos? Levad min didrechem min vasechem limer al nedarim nedavos shekrevim b'chalas shalmoed. You see from there that nedarim nedavos can be brought on chalamoed. Ula olos sechem. What does that teach me? But me'akas medaber. What kind of ola are we talking about? Iba olas neder. If talking about just stamin olas neder, harik varomer nidrechem. We already covered that with the word nidrechem that it could be brought on chalamoed. V'iba olas nedav harik varomer v'nid vasechem. We already covered that it could be brought on chalamoed. Sayinu medaber ella ba'olas yoledes v'olas mitzora. So it must be talking about an olas yoledes and olas mitzora that could also be brought on chol hamoed. Uleminchos seichem. When the pasuk then goes on and says uleminchos seichem b'ma'akos medaber, what kind of car mincha are we talking about? Ibe minchas neder kvar amur. If it's minchas neder, well, we already said nidrechem. Ibe minchas nedava kvar amur. If it's minchas nedava, we already said nidvosechem. Hayinu medaber el b'minchas sota, b'minchas knaos. We must be talking about minchas sota and minchas knaos that they too can be brought to chol hamoed. Next words in the pasuk, u'niskechem u'lishalmechem, makish nesachem l'shlamim. We see that the Torah directly links nesachem to shlamim. Mashlam b'yom, af nesachem b'yom. Just like shlamim are brought during the yom, so to nesachem are brought during the yom. And we made a nukimta previously that that's only talking about if it's im hazevach, if it's together with the zevach. Ule shalmechem, the pasuk says ule shalmechem, the rabu shalme nazir. That comes to include shalme nazir. Shalme abai velema mar shalme pesach. How do you know that it's shalme nazir? Maybe we're talking about the shalme pesach, the chagigas arba asar, which is brought on when you have a very large group with your korban pesach, where there's not going to be enough for everyone to have a kedei svia. You bring a korban chagiga along with it to give extra meat, because if it in fact were Shalmei Nazir, you wouldn't need a riboy, because you'd get it from Nidrechem Nidvosechem, because Nazirus comes Al Yidei Neder, right? Nazirus is something that you don't have to do, a person chooses to do. So couldn't that be included already in Nidrechem Nidvosechem, where Shalmei Pesach is a Chova, and therefore would not be included in Nidrechem Nidvosechem? So why don't we say L'Shalmeichem comes to include Shalmei Pesach? So, V'leim Mar Shalmei Pesach, Di Shalmei Nazir, Nidav Nidavu. If it were Shalmei Nazir, that could be brought as a Neder and Nidava. It is a Neder and Nidava. The whole Nazirus is a Neder and Nidava. The tiny zaklal kolshu nidav v'nidar karav b'bamas yachid b'shem nidav v'nidav v'enu karav b'bamas yachid. How do I know it's considered neder and nidava? Because we have elsewhere a rule that what could be brought in a b'bamas yachid, anything that's nidav v'nidav utznan amenachus v'nazirus craving b'bamas yachid. If Rameir, the Rameir holds nazirus could be brought in a b'bamas yachid. Why? Because it's nidav v'nidav. So says Mar Sami mikan nazirus. No, take nazirus out of here. Even though nazirus is brought on a b'bamas yachid, is brought al yidei neder, it's karbonos are not called karbonos that are nidav v'nidav, because they're not a neder. The guy didn't take a neder for the karbon; he took a neder not to drink wine. Mainly became a nazir and became chayiv in the karbon. The karbon is a chova; it's not a neder. So, is there anyone that really holds that way, that a karbon nazir is not nidav v'nidav? Says, I need to go bring karbon that I made a neder about. So my lava carbon, isn't that talking about the carbon of his nazirus? And it's not talking about the nazirus in general, it's about the carbon. Lo, ikr nidro amar. No, he's talking about the general neder of his nazirus. So he has to bring the carbon that's associated with it. Ikr nidro b'chevron hava? Then what was it in, why does he say it was in chevron? V'lo b'gashur hava, that's where he became a nazir. It was b'shafti b'gashur, the pasuk says b'feirish, that it wasn't in chevron that he took the neder nazirus. So why would it say that the Iker Neder was Bechevron? So Amar Vachav Yitem Rabba Bar Bechanan Lo Halach Avshalom El Lahavi Kvasim Echevron. Now he's bringing Kvasim Dafka from Chevron. So Hachinam Mistavri Yitem Lakruvehu Da Azil Shavik Yerushalayim Azil Makro Bechevron. If you want to say he was going to Chevron to bring the carbon there in Chevron, it doesn't make sense that he would bring in Chevron, not in Yerushalayim. Velamai Lahavi Kvasim Mechevron. Wait, so you want to say Pshad is he was bringing Kvasim from Chevron? Hayashen Radati Lashem Bechevron Mechevron Nibayle, then the word is the wrong word. It should say Mechevron. Eliolam Lakruve. So it must be that it was coming to bring his Nazirus on Abamas Yachid. He was coming to bring Makrav the Karban. Udakashalach, Amashavik Yushlaim, Makrav the Chevron. Ah, you had the Kasha. Why would he do this in Chevron, not Yushlaim? Tikshilach Givon, the Makam Kadoshu. You could ask the same Kasha about Givon, that there was a Mizbeach that Moshe made in Givon. El Kivin Shehutra, Abamos, Kalhech the Boy, Makrav. No, but you see that once the Bamos were Hutar, so you could be Makrav wherever you wanted to be Makrav. Okay, we're almost at the mission. We should stop there. So we'll pick up from our boy Mishan Aleman tomorrow.